Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, brought to you by audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, man. What's going on? How y'all doing out there? Hope everybody's having a great day. Everybody had a wonderful day yesterday. Yes, that's right. We took some time off. You know why? Because we could. I know that sounds kind of bad, but no, it don't. Yeah, that's right. We took some time off because we could and we needed to. We had some time with the family, you know, threw a little meat on the grill, not. But, you know, just chilled out, you know, me and Mini-Me, and we had us a good time. So I hope everybody else had a good time. Man, do I have a show for you today. Wow, man. I'm telling you, I think today we are going to cover the gambit for real. We're going to talk a little about Ebola. We're going to talk a little bit about domestic abuse. Man, what else? We're going to talk about Rick Perry running off at the mouth again. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal talking about Common Core, and plus a few other things as well. So we have a lot on store for you today. So I hope y'all ready, man, to get sit back and enjoy the show. Now, for those that hold on, I'm talking too fast. Okay. Now, for those that are that wants to participate in the show today, there's quite a few ways you can do that. You can give us a call at 347-838-8622. You can email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can also join us in our chat room where the conversation is just, man, I can't even find a word for some of the conversation goes on in the chat room. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And also, what is another way? Hey, Twitter, Driven for Life 62. And don't forget about the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. So those are all the ways you can participate in the show today. And believe you me, I have all the gadgets in front of me too where I can check them all. So one thing you got to do is send your message. And, hey, it'll come up and I'll see it. Hey, it's just that easy. Yeah, I have expanded my toys and gadgets to where I can, you know, pay attention to a whole lot more stuff at one time now. So that's a great thing as well. Wow, man, I'm telling you. Between when last time we spoke? Friday? Yeah, between Friday and today, man, so much has gone on. And, you know, it's just amazing. It really is. And I'm not going to get into my little dialogue here right away, because I already know once I get into the dialogue, man, off and running, that train is really going to pick up some steam. So we're just going to keep it chill for right now. We're going to keep it chill for right now. Just let some other folk get their chance to get in here and, you know, and you can get ready for a good show, you know. But while I'm doing that, let me go ahead and bring my co-host in. I see he has arrived in grand style, as always. And I'm telling you, one of the best co-hosts there is on Blog Talk Radio, without a doubt. And he is my man, Cloud Nation Radio, a.k.a. Hakeem. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, doing pretty good.
Oh, that's a
How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I'm wonderful. I can say I'm wonderful. I can't even describe any more words than that. I am wonderful. Oh, Lord have mercy. But anyway, so without any further ado, so tell me about your weekend, man. What you do? You had a little fun? Yeah, I know you did some research, because that's what you do.
Absolutely. I'm currently looking at one of the first dynasty families that came fresh out of slavery. That would a family that would be considered the first historically documented dynasty family, and it kind of disappeared off the radar. So I wanted to find out, you know, why. And so I discovered some interesting stuff. You know, I found out that the guy, one of the family members, was not only the first U.S. senator, you know, black U.S. senator, but his entire family was a dynasty. He raised, you know, children who some went, you know, graduated from Ivy League universities and went on to do things like practice law and a variety of other things, education. And, you know, they also married into other families who were also considered affluent at that time. And the guy had the husband in his family had some incredible relationships with a variety of different political figures, leaders, and so on. The story is quite amazing. I'm surprised no one has turned it into a film, but these guys were huge. Like, they showed up in publications that, all, you know, at that time wouldn't, you know, put them in, you know, a family of color would not make it into, you know, the Fortune magazine or anything like that. And this family made it, though. They have quite a phenomenal story, I have to say.
Well, you know what, man, and believe it or not, though, as you dig a little further into what they so-called want to call their history, you'll find that there's more of our history hidden within their so-called history. But, you know, like we always say on the show, if you don't do your own research or just go out there and seek, you know, you don't have to be looking for anything in particular. Just get on there and just mess around and search, and you'll be surprised at what you will find out there. You know, and once you find that nugget, you just dig a little further, and after a while, that nugget turns into a diamond, you know, or one of those precious gems that you'd be like, wow, man, I wasn't even aware that was going on. So, yeah, and I'm sure there's more stories out there also, you know, with that type of background. You know, we just have to be able, as you say, we have to be able to go out there and look, seek for it. And once we find it, we have to spread it. We just can't, you know how a lot of people walk around and, you know, they have all this so-called knowledge for themselves. But what good is it if you're just keeping it to yourself? You understand what I'm saying? And I think that's a lot of the problems that we as humans have is we rather say, well, I know. Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm not knocking what you know, but some things you need to share with others so we can know also. And you'd be surprised what we know, and sometimes if we combine the two knowledge bases, man, I'm telling you, sometimes we have so much of something great going on, we never know it because we fail to share, because we think everything has to be all about me or I, you know, and what I know more than you. And we miss out on so much with that type of thought process. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it anyway. But, yeah, that's a great thing, man. That's a great thing. You know, maybe, let's see, I don't know, we have to get together. Maybe, you know, one day we'll do a show on that kind of stuff. And so we can just drop some knowledge on some individuals that's not really aware of what's really happening.
Yeah, that would be incredible. That and the black artisans, the skilled tradesmen, is another incredible story that there were several a huge percentage of very skilled tradesmen that came out of our, you know, our communities way, you know, during and after colonialism, post-colonialism and you know, pre-colonialism. There was a huge amount of us that were so skilled. I came across that, you know, we were able to transition through the barriers because of our skill set. So people of all, you know, all ethnic backgrounds needed our services because we were just, you know, that skill. And that was more of the norm in comparison to what we typically see in history, where it seems like there was a small percentage of us being that had vocational skills. And then we would also create these groups where we would train others as well, and we had a lot of apprenticeship programs way back, even during slavery, where we developed a lot of skills. So yeah, there, like you said, there are like so many interesting stories out there.
Yes, there is. And like I said, we gonna take some time, and more likely it'll probably be, if not on this week, early next week, and we're gonna explore some of that, you know, and some info out there, and you know, see where it leads us. Because it's like I was saying earlier, a little while ago, you never know who knows what until you start discussing certain things, and then the knowledge starts flowing, and you know, and during the conversation, things starts to connect. And once things start to connect, man, you talking about something else. When all that gets to happening at one time, it's just a wonderful thing. And but first, we have to be willing to share what we know, and also we must be willing to have an open mind as to what's being shared with us. It's one thing for someone to share it, but for someone else to just automatically say, "Oh, I don't know what he's talking about. Forget that. You know, he don't know what he's talking about. What I know is the truth." And what, you know, and as I was saying last week, you just got to have that open mind. Without an open mind, you might as well walk around blind. Because your mind is closed to certain things, certain ideas or ideologies of what happened, you're just out there all by yourself walking around in the dark. Everybody else has a flashlight that's steadily coming on and staying on. Once again, that's just my theory. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I'm not calling any of y'all dumb or conceited or anything like that. But I'm just sharing, you know, that's what's going on. But yeah, Cloud, we're gonna take care of that, man. Before we go any further, man, I got two songs of the day for you. We're gonna go country on you today, man. Y'all know I was listening to a lot of country this weekend, and what I have come to realize is not your old twang banjo foot stomping, you know, country anymore. This country has a beat now, and some of the terminology, you just be like, wow. And I got two songs for y'all today that I'm sure if y'all don't enjoy them, I'm enjoy listening to them. Because that's why I picked them out. And you'd be surprised when you hear certain songs that, you know, in a bowling alley, you know, you hear a song that just catches you, like, oh, man, I like that. You know, then you realize it's a country song. You're like, wow, I would have never figured it out. I would have never guessed that one. But anyway. It's Tuesday, y'all, and you know, today is Talk It Up Tuesday, being that we miss Monday. So, I mean, like I said, I got some topics we can talk about, and, man, we going to go around the gauntlet today, because hopefully we get to all of it. If not, hey, yeah, I save some more for tomorrow, because I got a whole list of things I want to talk about, and I'm sure some of it's going to surprise some of y'all. It really is, because it surprised me when I went to looking and researching and things like that. But before we get to the song of the day and my rant and tan and all that good stuff, let me go on and give a shout-out to Divine Design, the beautiful one in the chat room. And, of course, we got RPM1. Lord have mercy. I don't know what's wrong with my glasses. I bought them brand new. Okay, RPM1, welcome to the show. I'm glad y'all could make it. And everybody else out there listening on your different devices, whether you're in the United States, across the pond, as they say, you know, wherever you're listening at, thank you for joining us today, and we are more than happy to have you. You know, me and my co-host Cloud Nation, you know, we strive to put out a quality show for you each and every day, and I hope you enjoy it. We're going to do what we can do. But if you have any comments or you have any suggestions for songs or topics that you'd like for us to discuss, just give us, you know, you can call us, 347-838-8622. You can email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can stop by the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson @facebook.com. Or, let's see, what's the other one? You can hit me up on Twitter @DrivenForLife62. Clyde, do you want to give your email? So in case they don't want to send it to me because I may be crazy, you know, they may have sent it to you. We'll send it to you. So you want to give them an email so they can hit you up as well?
Oh, no problem. Absolutely. They can reach me at cloudnationmedia@gmail.com, or they can also follow me on Twitter at cloudnationade.
All right, y'all got that? All right. All right, Cloud, you may want to put that in the chat room just in case, you know, we got somebody watching. All right, so I say we got guest 2227 in the chat room as well. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you make it. All right, y'all, it's that time, man. It's time for that feel-good music. It's Tuesday. A lot of y'all went out yesterday, and y'all ate a lot of barbecue, and, you know, got your little drinky drink on, and you're kind of dragging the day. Well, I think I got a couple of songs that's going to pick you up just a tad bit. And, it's coming from Blake Shelton and Trace Atkins, man. And these two cats are partying, you hear me? So without further ado, man, here it is, your Tuesday songs of the day. Enjoy.
Red, redneck. The boys around here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifert threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boots stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, and what they call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down, to get paid, to get the girl and your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no shit. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawlin' southern drawl and just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the boys.
favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but donkey donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like donkey Kong. And shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even gets them bridges on. That honk, 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 honk. Oh, son. Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. We're hanging out till three. We'd hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. A keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on, like Donkey Kong. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them.
I know some of y'all don't know about them, but donkey donk, especially not no honky tonk, but donkey donk. Oh, man. There you had it, man. You had Blake Shelton and Trace Atkins. Blake Shelton and the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer. And then, of course, you had Trace Atkins talking about that dang old honky tonk, but donkey donk. Yeah. Yes, sir, buddy. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Now, if that didn't get you tapping your feet and going a little bit, oh, well, you may need to go and get a defibrillator or whatever they call them things you throw in your heart and shark you. I was in here beating on the drums and all that good stuff, man. Those were good songs, were country songs, so I'm not going to lie to you. But anyway. Oh, man, what a great way to start the show off. All right, y'all, welcome back. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Mr. Talk. I got my co-host, Cloud Nation Radio, in the house with me. And today we, man, it's Talk It Up Tuesday, and we have some things we're going to talk it up about. So I hope you, if you want to join in, no problem, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Join us in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/letstalk. I'm sorry, /Mr. Talk. Oh, man, I got so much talk going on, I'm just forgetting now. Anyway, or you can send me email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. All right, so those are the ways you can hit me up on Twitter also, DrivenForLife62. I'm always throwing articles out there on Twitter. And, in fact, a couple of them I'm going to talk about today because that's what I want to talk about. And I want to say hello to those who came in the chat room a little later. I said we got guest 1441 in the house, guest 2227, Hugo A. Go-Go. All right, my little brother JT in the house. Welcome to the show, y'all. I'm glad you made it. And Joe, I already spoke to you, so you don't count any longer. Anyway. Okay. Let's really get some get started talking about some things today. Because after these first two items, topics I'm going to bring up today really go hand in hand with each other. I really do. And I just had to bring this up because I think it's just crazy. I really do. All right. For those who are not aware, today in Bethesda, Maryland, they will vaccinate three volunteers, healthy volunteers, with the experimental Ebola vaccine. Now, listen, today. All right. Three of them. Now, don't wait a minute before y'all get carried away. Now, that's right. I see it, three. And it's interesting because, you know, after reading what was going on, it's crazy, man. You know, it'll be given to three healthy human volunteers to see if they suffer any adverse effects. All right. Now, if it's deemed safe, it will be then given to another small group of volunteers aged to 50. I guess that means I'm out of the loop somewhere, to see if it produces a strong immune response to the virus. All will be monitored closely for side effects. Now, the trials cannot currently be done in the four countries affected by the recent outbreak, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Libya, and Nigeria, because of the existing healthcare infrastructure would not support them. Let's really get on this thing here. All right. Now, see, here's this thing about this Ebola crap. If you trying, well, number one, we bring two so-called doctors or whatever back from over in Africa, and we give them the experimental vaccine, and it works, supposedly, right? Right. Now, so why not send it over there to where the Ebola is just pandemic is just out there, man. Why not try it on them? They're already sick. So why are we going to try it on healthy individuals here? We don't have it, or do we? That is the catch. Do we? Now, here's another thing. Here's something else that I found very interesting about this whole thing. You know, usually it takes the FDA a long time to approve anything. And we know this, right? We know this. But after an expedited review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, researchers were given the green light to begin what's called a human safety trial. A human safety trial. It would be the first test of this type of Ebola vaccine in humans. Now, y'all hear that now. It will be the first test of this type of Ebola vaccine in humans. Now, that little statement right there, that one right there, is telling me already, they've tried it already. They already had a vaccine before. Yep, they already had a vaccine already before. Now, let's take a look at that. Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back just a scotch a bit. Because, see, that they want you to believe that this is the first, the real first trial they've had. But actually, they had what they call a phase one clinical trial. And this, the study is the first of several phase one. But what they fell in it to really tell you is the original phase one was in 2003. 2003. So this is 2014, 2003. That's 11 years that you conducted phase one, and you had volunteers there as well. Now we're in 2003. I mean, we're 2014, and now you're starting another phase one. People. Something is just not right with this thing. It's not. Now, why would you try it out on healthy individuals? And I'm going to say this again. Why would you try this on healthy people when you have a whole slew of sick individuals with the disease that you can try it out on? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They can get better. They're already dying. So why try it over here in the United States all of a sudden? That doesn't raise any red flags for anyone. It raised a whole bunch of them for me. It really does. Now, if y'all can come up, here's another thing. If you can come up with vaccines this like this in such a short period of time, where the heck is the cure for cancer? ADHD. But no, you all of a sudden, you got something that you believe that you say will work for the most part. Of course, you know, they say, well, it's a different strain and it's going to do this, it's going to do that. But it's crazy. And anybody, I'm telling you now, I'm putting it out here to you now, anybody out there that once they start so-called making mandatory to take this vaccine, if you take this vaccine, you deserve what you get. That's all I'm saying, because they're not curing anything. They're putting it in you. That's just that simple. They're putting it in you. Woo! You don't believe me? You don't believe me, huh? I mean, it's crazy. And it's just the early stage trial would begin initial human testing of a vaccine co-developed by NIAID. Now, this little group right here, that's all they kept saying, giving you the initials of the company, the little, what this thing is, infectious disease. But it's called the, I had it written right down here. I'm looking for it. I got it. I got kind of carried away. But, oh, man, what is it? The Canada, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That is what the NIAID stands for right there. The National. Now, it doesn't say anything about the CDC. It says the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Now, y'all, I'm finna hit you with something else on this one. Y'all want to know something else? That's military involvement. Do you understand? Now, for all of us that were involved in the military, we are all aware that the military has for a long time been working on biological agents and things of that nature. We invaded Iraq, the second time, 2001, I think it was. Yeah. And if I remember, if I recall correctly, we sure spent a whole lot of time in MOP 4. For anybody who don't know what MOP 4 is, you got on a gas suit. Okay? You got on a gas suit. And it is, you know, the more I read this, now, because we knew there wasn't any, you know, any agents that the Iraqis had. I don't care what they tried to tell you. I'm telling you straight up, they didn't have any. But we running around there in 120-degree heat in the mop suits. Why did that? Why? With alarms going off and carrying on. Because we are trying it out on our own people. And once again, now they have found another way to make it basically mandatory. Mandatory. To where they will give it to everyone. I know y'all heard Mr. Talk. He on that stuff again. He done lost it again. All right. Now, this Ebola vaccine candidate is based on a type of chimpanzee cold virus called chimp adenovirus type 3, CHAD3 for short. And the CHAD3 is used as a carrier or vector to deliver segments of genetic material derived from two Ebola virus species, Zaire Ebola and Sudan Ebola. Hence, this vaccine is referred to as a bivalent, B-I-V-A-L-E-N-T vaccine. The Zaire species of the virus is responsible for the current Ebola outbreak in West Africa. I know. Y'all think I'm crazy. But I'm not crazy. Because it's here. And thank you, Cloud, for putting that out there, the link out there. You know, I mean, there's other links, too, you know. You can go to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases website, and it's right there. It's right there. I'm thinking I go to NIH to launch human safety study of Ebola vaccine candidate. Now, here's the interesting part about this thing. Now, don't you think, if they're actually testing this vaccine on humans today, why aren't we hearing more about it? They rather tell us, the main street news rather tell us about naked photos of movie stars and how the FBI is investigating that. I don't care if they're naked, if somebody see them naked or not. They're not looking at the real person anyway, so it don't really freaking matter. You understand my point of view here? This is crazy. And they're putting it right here in our face, people. They are not hiding anymore. Since when has the Food and Drug Administration expedited any dang on thing? Since when? Now, hold up. Wait a minute. There's more. Let's see. Now, this one I got this off CNN.com, and it said it would be the first test of this type of Ebola vaccine in humans. Now, you can read this a couple of ways. Are they saying it's the first time humans have been tested with this vaccine? With any type of Ebola vaccine? Well, you can't say that. So I guess it's just this one. So what that is telling me is you've tried other vaccines on us already. You didn't tell us, but you sure tried it. And you have results. They have results. They know what the effectiveness of it is. They do. But like many of us, we'd rather stay in the dark and think everything is fine. It's just something that is affecting Africa and over in that area of the world, and we don't have to worry about it. And here's, man, I tell you, the vaccine did extremely well in earlier tests with chimpanzees. They also said that The method being used to prompt an immune response to Ebola cannot cause a healthy individual to become infected with the virus. So why give it to a healthy individual? Oh, I know. For you scientific individuals out there, I know what you're saying. Well, they have to give it to a healthy person so they will come up with a immune and the body become immune and they can use that to come up with the rest of the vaccine. Well, it did well in chimpanzees. And you already have people. You already have people with the disease, with this virus. Kind of makes sense to me. Try it on the ones that's already sick. Maybe, just maybe, their body will come up with an immune to fight it also, and bam. But why infect healthy people with it then? I'm just saying. It seems a little shady, you know, a little shady to me. I don't know. But if you want to give your point of view on it, hey, we ready. 347-838-8622. In the chat room, you got something you want to say? Go right ahead. Let's see. Who go a go go? I don't know what's going on, but you kind of need to curb that stuff there. What's going on in my chat room? All right, they trying to give you a word of warning. That was your official warning. I don't know what's going on, but don't come in here with that. We don't do that here. Okay. Thank you. All right. So anyway, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, there's a little Dr. Fauci who said, "I have been fooled enough in my many years of experience. You really can't predict what you will see in humans." I bet you won't. The vaccine will also be tested on healthy volunteers. Of course, the United Kingdom, Gambia, and Mali. Once details are finalized with health officials in those countries. Of course, the CDC has raised the Ebola alarm. Trials cannot currently be done in the four countries affected by the recent outbreak. I said that already. Yeah. Because the existing healthcare infrastructure wouldn't support them. Hey, but we can send tanks and everything else over there with troops. They can support that, but they can't support nothing to heal their people, huh? That's not shady to y'all. Now, there was another group of that was actually working with the CDC that had come up with a vaccine, experimental vaccine as well. Okay? And they manufacture up to 10,000 additional doses of this experimental vaccine. And guess who bought it up, y'all? Canadian government. The Canadian government shipped what is said to be 800 to 1,000 doses of that vaccine to Liberia at the government's expense. So what's going on with that? In 2009, an early version of the vaccine was given to a lab worker in Germany after he thought he had pricked himself with a needle tainted with Ebola. He did not develop the disease. See? And I'm saying, they continue to lie and hide and try and make us believe one thing. And all the time, they got stuff going on under our noses and we drop by. You know, this is crazy. Of course, the drug that's received the most is ZMapp, and that's what they gave to the to at least seven individuals in the current outbreak, of course, including the two American missionary medical workers. But the drug has never been formally tested in humans. Five of the seven known to have seen it are still alive. Still alive. Wow. Now, this is just what I found within the last couple of hours once I heard it, and I really didn't. It's just amazing, man. And like I say, once I go back to thinking about what we went through and what I had to go through in the military, yeah, scientifical. That's right. It's a new word. I just made it up. Get over it. All right? Because some of you think you're just so scientific, so you just got to be scientifical. That's right. Get over it. All right? So anyway, and once, if these three individuals are, you know, they survive whatever, then they're gonna give it to 20 more healthy volunteers. And, of course, all this new one is going on in Maryland, Bethesda. All right, now, y'all paying attention? That's where all the senators and stuff go, you know, for their little medical treatments and stuff. Huh? Did y'all hear that? Now, wait a minute. I'm not finished yet. But guess what? Here it is. There's another company, New Link Genetics, who were ready to test the Ebola. All right? And this is the company, let me see, make sure I get this right. I don't want to say. Let's see. Anyway, they also are working on a vaccine. But this one is different. Okay. NewLink has no other products on the market and announced a $1 million contract with the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency to help fund research leading to the human testing. All right? Now, the shares of the Ames, Iowa company soared more than 12%, or $2.08, to $26.30 in Thursday afternoon trading, while broader indexes climb less than 1%. In other words, this is not a secret to those up yonder way that's supposed to be, you know, ahead of the game. I mean, running everything. Number one, then it gave U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Did y'all get that? U.S. Defense Threat Reduction. Damn. But didn't I just say a little while ago about what was going on in Iraq when we got there? Now they're giving this company a $1 million contract. A $1 million contract. Boy, the more and more I look at it, the more and more this gets crazier. And it's steep, y'all. It's steep. Now, that's Ebola. That's Ebola. And we come back. I see you, Joe. I got you, Joe. All right. Watch what you say about the military. I can say it. I was there. All right. Watch what you say. I know I'm creating words. I'm going to create one for you, too, in a few moments. Keep messing with me. All right. Now, we just talked about Ebola. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. NATO waves rapid response force for Eastern Europe. We call this, what we used to call this in the military is rapid response team, okay? They say enforce. Rapid response. And you got to be ready to move within 24 to 48 hours. Well, guess what, y'all? This is the same thing for NATO. Now, this is based off NATO's, what is it, Article 5? I think it's Article 5, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Article 5. And if you go back and look at Article 5, or NATO's Article 5, it deals specifically with Russian aggression. Now, let's put this together. You got that they really be speeding up inoculation and things up. Then you got NATO all of a sudden wants to do a rapid response. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, I think I asked what this thing was going on with Russia and Ukraine. Where was NATO? Well, now we know. They're having a meeting. They're having a meeting in Wales this week. And they were expected to endorse their most concrete response yet to increase Russian military intervention in Ukraine, establishing a rapid reaction force capable of deploying quickly to Eastern Europe, officials of the alliance said. The new force of some 4,000 troops capable of moving on 48 hours' notice. And when I say moving, I mean equipment and all. Trust me. Moved the whole unit in 96, so I know they can do it in 48, all right? I'm just telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what I done heard. We'll be supported with the logistics and equipment pre-positioned in Eastern European countries close to Russia, with an upgraded schedule of military exercises and deployments that are intended to make NATO's commitment of collective defense more credible and enhance its deterrence. That is your NATO's response. Well, what do you think? What do y'all think? Is there a link to the Ebola and this rapid response force here? Is there a link? I'm just asking a question right now. Is there a link to the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency, NATO, and Ebola? Iraqi freedom? Enduring freedom? Afghanistan? Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Russia invade Afghanistan in the 80s, sometimes in the 80s, and had to be run up out of there? Oh, man, once again, that's another link right there. Are y'all figuring this out? Are y'all working with me here? Y'all working with me on this thing here? I may be talking on my own, but I think I done come up with something here. There's a line going somewhere. And it involves three people, NATO, the United States, and Russia. And of course, you know, we have our great backers. You know, people, you know, no matter what we get into, we can always count on Great Britain to be right there with us. But guess what? All the other allies that we usually have on board, they're like, no. We're not going this time. We're not falling for that this time. Y'all going to have to come up with some very credible, solid evidence before we get involved with any of this. Because they remember the bull crap they were told to get involved in Iraqi freedom in the beginning. These countries haven't forgotten that. They still haven't forgotten it. They're not going to. I don't blame them. Hey, and we as the Americans, we shouldn't forget it either. And you got Rick Perry with his dumb behind talking about he wants overwhelming force against the Islamic State. Now, Rick Perry, I got a question for y'all. You going to put on a uniform with some boots and grab you a weapon and take your non-talking behind over there and defend something? Or you going to stay around here running your mouth, wanting to send somebody else's child all the way overseas, and you can't even secure your own border, and you the governor of Texas? Once again, this is bull crap. It really is. It's bull crap. I'm just telling you like it is. And, you know, every time he opens his mouth, I wish somebody would stick a tamale or something in it. I really do. Because Rick Perry just dumb. You want to send somebody else's children over there to fight against somebody, and you can't even secure your own border that you keep talking about, but you want us to go and fight somebody else. You're about a dumb behind. And I'm not going to curse anymore. I'm not saying anything else. I'm through. I'm bringing Joe in. I'm going to let Joe talk now, because I think Joe probably laughing at me now, because he probably think I'm talking out the side of my neck also. But before I bring Joe in, let me ask my co-host, Cloud. I know it's something you want to add because you've been doing a little research. That's why I've been talking so long, because I know I'm letting you catch up. So what you got for me, man?
Oh, man, I was just intrigued by a lot of the different things that's going on around the world with regards to Ebola and the MSF's contribution to the whole gambit, along with the World Health Organization, or the WHO. I find it interesting that there seems to be this this common thread or this commonality between, big military and also big pharma, or big pharmacy, as some people would say. And, whenever I see, different, whether it's a disease, a war, or something like that, for me, and this is my personal perspective, I always look for the economic thread. I look for, what would a company have to gain from any problem, whether it's, whatever that problem is. And it's interesting, that's why I was looking at this article, because a lot of the connections to a variety of different organizations, I just named a few, are very seem to pop up, in the most opportune time with regards to Ebola. And so, I still find it interesting that it popped up, right now, something that we have, hasn't been in the public or, talking about as much, in some years until today. And so I just find the timing, with everything happening, specifically in Africa with regards to their local economy and the things that they're doing and some of the investments that are being leveraged over there, I just find it interesting that Ebola just seemed to pop up. I'm still trying to, figure out some things about it, because like I said, sometimes some of these things can be both a distraction and it can be another profitable entity. And, those are two of my concerns, people profiting off of fear and also using fear to distract people from other things going on. So those are two things that concern me about this, about the Ebola virus specifically.
You know what, and you made a good point with about the pharmaceutical aspect of it, and of course cash is always involved. It really is, but it's just amazing how you brought up a point again with the distraction as well. But of course, as I said, the Ebola thing was supposed to take everybody's mind off of the NATO response team. Now, and you got to remember, now we're supposed to be pulling completely out of Afghanistan here pretty soon. Remember? Now, Russia already said Ukraine is there. Crimea, and they're moving a little bit more. So now you take a look at it and you're like, okay, all right. So why not go back and see if you can control them poppy fields, which once again has a financial windfall if you can control all of them poppy fields, if you understand what I'm saying. Putin is saying, okay, what you want to do is you want to put sanctions on me. No problem. Sanction me. But while you sanction me, I'm going to take back everything that I think that used to belong to Russia in the beginning. Now, so you think you hurt me, but you helped me more because I'm going to take back what you think is yours. That's interesting. That's a very interesting concept there. Yeah, very interesting. But anyway, I want to talk with Joe a little bit, because I know Joe probably has a very I know some of y'all probably bored to death, but it's okay. Y'all be okay. Joe has a very interesting outlook on this thing. So let me bring Joe in. Mr. Joe, what's happening, man? What's up with you?
Hey, you know what? You guys are talking about the Ebola virus, and you brought in differing points of view. I've got another one for you, and this I'm going to tell you right now. Based upon what you're talking about, Eric, and the research that Cloud just presented to us, it's especially disturbing to me that they've rounded up these three volunteers who are perfectly healthy, and these people are willing to be infected with the Ebola virus. The Ebola virus is the most fearful virus on the planet. The swine flu is nothing compared to the Ebola virus. I believe that they're preparing another scare tactic, and it's going to be a very effective one, to infect people with the Ebola virus, not to protect them. We are now in the final stages of what I believe in the next few years will be the roundup, will be the destruction of America and the European Union. Do you know that they're rounding up people right now? I mean rounding them up. Not like in Nazi Germany where they openly just knocked on doors, dragged you out, put you in a cattle car, and there off you went. They are taking homeless people off the street, putting them in shelters, which on its face sounds and seems really nice, doesn't it? But
yes,
they don't allow them to leave. So it's a roundup. And you know that they're going to use this scare to make people get a vaccine, especially for their kids, or under the threat of going to jail, for national security. And after a while, what's going to happen? Oh, my God, Jesus, there's an outbreak in Indiana. There's an outbreak in Oklahoma. There's an outbreak in New York. There's an outbreak in Montana. How did this happen? It'll happen because you freaking traitors in Congress planned it that way. That's my opinion. What do you guys think?
Joe, you know what, Joe? I can't even argue with you. I'm with you 100% on that. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
What do you think, Cloud? I'm with Cloud getting a sandwich.
No, I totally agree. I think you definitely tapping into something that I haven't come. I've missed, you know, and I'm sure that you know, there, like you said, there are some stuff happening that's a festering that's going to be used in a multitude of ways, and I'm curious. Like you said, you brought up, you know, this, how it would impact America and the European Union. And I find it interesting that, you know, many of these, you know, these things like this impact, you know, your economy in some way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, a positive way or a negative way. And you know,
yeah,
like
you
I said before,
this.
You know, I always want to see, I always look for those threads, try to see who the benefactors are,
you
know,
you
who
always,
will benefit.
You were talking about
but,
the
you
links,
know,
the links
yeah, economically. Yeah, right, the links, you know, who, Big Pharma, you know.
I don't even, I think it's even more injurious than that. I think that, yeah, but see, I believe the Rothschilds and or the Rockefellers have planned this from way, way back. Now that the technology is here, they're going to implement it. I don't see the Rothschilds are so wealthy; they don't care about money anymore. What they want is complete control of the planet, not to make us robots or automatons. They want to kill us. They want to become gods. In the next few years, they will become gods because I think, Cloud, you did the research on it. Eric, you talked about the transhumanists. That is the transition of going from your physical body, merging it with the android body. They're doing it on a limited basis now. In the next 10 to 20 years, it'll be a fait accompli. It will be done. And if people think that new technology is meant for us, it's not. It's only meant for the scumbags. People call them elite. I don't call them elite. I call them scum. It's meant for the scum. The rich, corrupt scum. They will merge with the plastics, the metals, the human tissues, maybe even pig hearts. They will do whatever is necessary in order for them to achieve immortality. And when they do that, the earth is dead. Plain and simple.
Well, Joe, you know, and that's the beauty of what they're doing right now, Joe. Because think about it now. How in the world, when was the last time you heard the FDA is expediting anything?
Not for us. Huh? They're the FDA. They're allowing GMOs. At least people in California and some other states, they're trying to fight this non-GMO labeling. Everything is done in order to either kill us by a slow kill, or eventually by wars or by fast kills in some way, they're out to kill. And if you think about it, now, Alex, most people really don't really grasp this because they're not psychopaths. Put yourself into the body, the mind, the psyche of a psychopath, somebody who has everything, somebody who never really had to work for anything, who think of most human beings as Lilliputians, as little people, as nobodies, nothings, insignificant little bacteria. What do you think those kind of people would do if they had power?
Man, what you think? The same thing they doing right now.
Hell yeah.
You know, oh man. But see, but why is it so hard for, well, I guess that because we've been programmed so long, you know, it's hard to believe that our government is so untrustworthy now. You know, you got to, you have to believe because there's so much going on all over the world that is, you know, terrorism and, you know, the jihadists and, you know, the bad people and all this. And here in America, we're just squeaky clean. We are good.
Oh, yeah. We're good. Do you know that in the history of the United States, do you know that the United States government actually invaded Canada something like 80 years ago, something like that?
That wouldn't surprise me.
All right.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. Why should it?
It's amazing what Americans don't know, and it's even more amazing that when they do know, they go, nah, that didn't happen. No, okay, well, it happened then, but it won't happen now. Martha, bring me some freaking Goober special, will you? Thank you very much. Because I like my American government. I like it. I love my American government.
But Joe, you know what? Here's something that's very funny that I find hilarious. And for all those individuals that are there that just has a problem with Barack Obama and what he does, you know, it's funny that most of them don't realize that he's related to both George Bushes. He related to Truman, Johnson. You know, he has that bloodline in him. But you tell them that right now, they'll tell you up and down, no, that is not the way it is. And it is. You know, we are some of the most arrogant, uninformed people on the face of the earth. I mean, it's true because, you know, we want to believe that we are at the upper echelon of everything. And really, honestly, we're at the bottom. Just tell the truth about it. We're at the bottom. And you know why? Because when you see them other countries over there, they protesting, they in the streets, they know what's going on and they doing something about it. But no, here, oh man, we just wait till next election. We'll take care of it next election.
Next election.
And then, you know, next thing you know, it becomes the next election.
Yeah.
And the next election.
Oh, yeah.
And you find yourself right where we are now. The same old bull crap going on. Nothing being done. And yet, once again, we have another big scare. Ebola. Oh, and now the CIA-backed ISIS or ISIL, what have you. You know, now we got to go back into Syria, the same people that we gave money to earlier to help them try and overthrow Assad, you know, and he's telling you straight up, don't come over here without our permission, because if you come over here, that's it's over. You know, we going to go to your behind, too. So, you know, talking about double speak or...
No, it is double speak.
Double speak is crazy.
I was on a show yesterday. It was amazing. It was a show about how to fight the Illuminati. And what they wanted to do was to formulate these little activist groups in which people of your neighborhoods, you know, not you blacks, I'm talking about everybody's neighborhood, people in our neighborhoods, your neighborhoods, neighborhoods in general, could get together, form little activist groups in one's apartment, right? Spread the word around, try to create more activist groups, all that kind of good stuff. So I called in, and after, of course, asking a few questions and getting some rambling answers, I finally nailed them down, and I said, okay, look, I get that you're trying to do this. Now, let's suppose, she actually created an institute. She calls it an institute to fight the Illuminati. Okay, she has a good purpose in mind. But I had asked her. Now, she had a male co-host, too, and I had asked her. I said, now that you got this, let's say, for example, bottom line it, you've got a million people who are now as aware as you want them to be about the Illuminati. Now what? And she couldn't answer the question. And her host at least had the balls to say, you know, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
Because even if you know what's going on, sometimes people will deny it, will deny at least the significance of what they know, or they'll try to do something about it, but they don't know what the strategy is or what the end game is. When you have people like that, good-meaning people, okay, but they don't know what to do, man, I'm getting my ass out of America as soon as I can. Shit.
Well, you better hurry up, because after a while, you know what? You're not going to be able to.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I mean, it's going to be just that serious. Why do you think NATO is they trying to get this rapid response team together? And everybody want to say because Russia is – you take it? No, they ain't have. They don't have anything to do with Russia. Trust me, it has nothing to do with Russia.
Well,
you know,
what,
it's, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you and Cloud had the research on before. I beat DHS, Department of Homeland Security. That's not there to fight terrorism. That's there to arm the police and to make sure that if anybody gives them any trouble, that the police, they'll think of the Americans as the dissidents, as the traitors, as the troublemakers, and have no problem mowing us down and to keep us within the borders. Not to go outside, but within the borders, so it would be a lot easier to just say, you're dead.
Well, John, you know what? I mean, this is not a laughing matter, but we already see that going down, you know?
Yeah, Ferguson, other places, sure. It's going to start with black people. It's gonna. Then it's gonna continue. They'll probably get rid of the Indians. Well, they're already subdued. But Jesus Christ, I see it starting now, and I don't see any hope.
Well, yeah, you know, I just asked my brother a question about you know, what they think. He says, I don't think people want to know that we have the Black Plague and other viruses already locked up and testing.
you know? He's right.
Yeah.
I've talked to people who said, you know, you can't fight City Hall. I don't want to know. I've talked to them. There's a broad on BTR has a show, right? I've talked to him.
Uh-huh.
He said, I don't want to know. What can you do? I don't want to know. So I said, okay, fine.
Well, you know, I mean, that's not a big thing. There's a lot of individuals that call into this show and say the same thing. I don't want to know. Why are y'all talking about this? You know, I don't care. Well, I mean, if you don't care, you don't care. You know, my brother said it would just call chaos if a lot of them did know. Well,
no.
So is that the perfect excuse to use then for not letting them know is that it would cause chaos and, you know, peace and maybe it's time for that. Have anyone ever thought about that? Maybe it's time for that. You
well,
know,
first, I think it would cause chaos, and even if it did, so what? Because people, the American people have the right to know whatever's going on, especially when they're being the victims of an American government. A conspiracy. It's not just a behind-the-doors kind of conspiracy, but it's an open secret for those who can actually read the freaking news on the Internet or in the newspapers. After a while, you know, you can't ignore it. It's there every freaking day. It's there. Hey, chaos
would
be good. It might overthrow the government, way it should.
But see, Joe, that's it. And you know, they have, and I'm not even going to go there. The government has so, what word am I looking for here? So smoothly, I'm going to say smooth, smoothly, you know, indoctrinating us to think that everything is either science fiction or, you know, just something out of somebody's mind or they wrote a book or what have you. But a lot of this stuff, they're no longer trying to hide it from us. They're showing it to us every night on the boob tube, you know, even in the movie theaters.
It's not just that. I mean, in the movie theaters, you see a science fiction version of what's, you know, coming down the pike. Well, take a look at what happened. I think even in you're not in Baltimore. Maybe Cloud is. I think it was in Philadelphia. This thing instituted about a year ago. What was it with Will Smith? It wasn't the mine. It was the Enemy of the State.
Okay,
that technology in its infancy in not only Philadelphia, but I think a couple of other cities in which they can take a look at you in real time. So if you got off a bus and you're on the sidewalk, they can see you. If you leave the sidewalk to go into a subway station, they can see you. If you go inside the store, the security cameras there can see you. And the cops, who are in a control center, they're watching all of this. They can see you through the lights and the cameras in the street lights. Then, if they want to, they can check out your, just like in the State of the Union, they can check out your credit cards. They can check out your cashless purchases. They can check out your cell phone. They know where you've been, who you've been talking to, and probably because of algorithms, they'll know what you're about to do in the future. This is happening in Philadelphia. This is happening, in a city in Texas, and it will spread throughout the country.
Man, you know what? It has already spread. It really has. So, I mean, that's nothing new. You know, they showed you what they can do with the Boston bombing. Remember, they shut down the whole city.
Oh, they shut it down.
I mean, shut it down. Nothing moved. Did you see how they went
door to door?
Yes. Woo! Yes.
They had miniature tanks out there, pointy, and they had the police looking like troops, right, from Afghanistan, pointing guns at civilians.
Hey, you saw that right there in Ferguson, Missouri, a couple of weeks ago. But hold on, I got JT on the line. Let me bring JT in. All right, Mr. JT, what's going on, man?
Hey, bro. I would just like to clarify my words. What I was trying to say was, yeah, it's the right of the American people to know what's going on, but do they really want to know that next door there's a test facility that probably has the most dangerous viruses in the world? Do you really want to know that?
Yeah, I want to know, like, because I want to get rid of it.
Yeah, but Joe, the thing is, okay, you know about it, but just because you want to get rid of it doesn't mean the United States government is going to get rid of it.
No, I mean, that's true. But if enough people stand up and say, just like they don't allow prostitution in their neighborhoods, they don't allow certain industrial zones in their neighborhoods, they don't want, guaranteed, nobody wants a testing facility in their neighborhood. And if enough people stand up and say, hey, councilman, hey, alderman, hey, senator, we don't want
You're going to a political person who's backed by how many people, how many companies are backed behind that person?
Then it's an uphill battle.
It's an uphill battle, which will never be won.
You know, I'm kind of a pessimist like you. Mainly,
I understand where you're going.
Isn't it true that in certain neighborhoods, certain projects have been stopped because the people have gotten together and stopped it?
Are you sure they've stopped?
Well, yeah, they're not allowing prostitutes in their neighborhood. They're not allowing industrial zones in their neighborhood.
So you're out there
4 o'clock.
So you're out there 3 o'clock in the morning seeing this? I mean, that's when I'm... Are you out there policing this? I mean, are you out there at 3 o'clock in the morning looking at this, saying, hey, there's no prostitution around? Because I'm pretty sure there's prostitution still going on.
Not in certain neighborhoods. They have red zoned it, just like they have industrial zoned the warehouses, the factories, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You know that reminds me of drug traffic, you know, or drug dealers on the corner. You know, the police come through and they clean up one block and they just move two blocks over, you know, and set up shop there.
You know, they save the two blocks to make white.
But that's done with the cooperation of the police too. There are some. My neighborhood has no drugs, no prostitution. None.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Huh.
But if it did, I would know that it has to have been done with the approval of the precincts, because it hasn't been here for years. I'm hoping it doesn't come for the next few years. But if it does, then you know the cops allow it.
Well, if you can see
the prostitute, so can the cops.
Okay. But I'm understanding that, Joe. That's a community thing. We're talking about the government with a test facility which has the most deadliest viruses of all, and you're telling the nation, yeah, we have them, we're testing, and they're right next door to you.
Well, first of all, I don't think they'd be right next door to anybody because that would cause too much of an uproar. But they would
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there are facilities that are actually right next to very vibrant neighborhoods, and nobody knows about it.
Well, how do you know about it?
Well, let's see. There's the Plum Island facility in New York. That's right next to a very, very vibrant community. Even though it's on an island, it's still right next to a very vibrant community.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. That thing right there, someone knows because someone's getting paid not to say it's there. Somebody knows it's there. If it's in a very vibrant neighborhood, somebody knows it's there. You know, you're just not gonna put nothing right in a vibrant neighborhood without somebody knowing what's going on. So whether it's a councilman or alderman or whatever they calling them up there, somebody knows it's there. And, you know, so of course now, don't get it twisted. Somebody got little kickbacks and what have you to make sure that it stays quiet and, you know, that it is there. But somebody knows it's there.
And I'm not saying that JT isn't completely off. I'm sure there are some governmental facilities going on in places where the people in the community don't know. But I don't think that whatever's going on over there in which they don't know, I don't think it's going to be a big facility. It may be an office. Two offices occupy a floor, two floors of an office building, but a facility like testing for Ebola or other dangerous bacteria, I don't think that would be in, but I could be wrong, but I don't think it would be in a community where people would just, you know, walk on by and say, oh, look, that's where they're testing the Ebola.
Well, you know how easy it is to do that, though? And I'm gonna tell you how easy. Because remember, you have so many different types of business. You got massage parlors, chiropractic offices, and so forth and so on. You know, and you know they have so many dummy corporations and names they use. You know, you could.
If they're gonna do it because they want to keep it under their hat, if they want to use subterfuge, yeah, then nobody will know about it. But if they're going to put in a facility, a testing facility, I'm assuming it's going to be pretty big. And I'm assuming that if it does that, and if they're not going to keep it, you know, secret, then it won't be allowed. But if they keep it secret, then of course, you know, hell, nobody will know about it.
Well, what about the facility out there in Nevada? Everybody knows about that. It's still there.
Does not exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, did you see the glowing lights? Did you see the pictures of the glowing lights of right above the ocean that pilots had seen? Nobody can explain it.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
You know, you'd be surprised at what pilots, astronauts, and everything else see that they haven't told you about. Some of them, they say, well, you know, it may be a solar flare or it may be, you know, the reflection of the moon hitting a plane or a star.
Right.
But we know, you know, and that's one of the things, if you don't believe that there's other type of life forms out there, then you living in a real rabbit hole for real. And don't think they're not here among us. You know, that's another thing. So many people are so naive to think we're the only ones walking here on this face of this earth. And y'all, man, I'm telling you, you're mistaken if you think that's what's going on. Of course, Area 51 never existed, and it doesn't exist now, but, you know.
It exists finally, but they still don't. They still say it's just a facility for whites.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you where they moved it to. They moved it to California.
What, to Vandenberg?
No, it's a place we go to train where the military used to go to train. I'm sure they still do. Called the National Training Center. We call it NTC. And NTC, you have
you talking about the facility where? Sorry, go ahead.
The facility where what?
You talking about the facility where you do your survival training?
Well, we train for desert warfare, put it that way.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's a spot out there where you have nothing but mountains. I mean, nothing but mountains. And on these mountains, there are these huge, I mean, when I say huge, these huge satellites. I mean, for miles and miles and miles around. And they sit on top of these big mountains. And you do not get, I don't care how much training you do not go nowhere near those mountains at all. But they have a landing strip. You know, they have their little lights on. And I'm saying all this to say this. Of course, they're not an Area 51 because they have moved them now to other places like NTC under the guise of military. So military out there training. So whatever you see, you can say it's a military training exercise. But in fact, you know, there's other things going on out there. That is why I brought that up, for those that are trying to figure out what I was talking about. You know, I'm just telling you. telling.
I don't know if aliens are amongst us. I'm an agnostic when it comes to religion, and I'm an agnostic when it comes to UFOs. I don't doubt the very real possibility of aliens living in, you know, in other worlds, and I don't doubt the possibility of aliens living amongst us. Until a little green man or a big green man taps me on the shoulder, I'll keep my my mind open about that.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Do you ever sit down... Are you ever sitting down somewhere and look like somebody ran by you, or like you see a shadow fly or something like that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You gonna say no right now anyway?
Pardon me for the EM and that happens.
Oh yeah, right. I just hate when that happens. Yeah. It happens all the time. I just don't like it.
Yeah. somebody said those are called hallucinations. Okay, you keep calling it.
Yeah, you call it if you want to.
You keep calling it a hallucination. All right. Woo,
but again, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist or that it couldn't exist. I'm just saying I don't see it and I don't see evidence of it. Not to say that the government doesn't have some sort of secret plan, secret facility in order for this to happen. But see, here's the thing about the UFOs. A lot of people talk about the Anakons or whatever they call the gray people, et cetera. And they're talking about the advanced civilization that they come from, and they helped the Russians and the Americans, primarily the Americans, in conjunction with the British, with their weaponry. But why haven't these advanced creatures already taken over the Earth if their weaponry is so advanced to begin with back in the 1950s?
That's easy. Why would you want to go ahead and take over something when they're destroying themselves all along? Hey, wait a minute. That seems to be a common theme in this country, huh? Why waste your time when they're doing it on their own? I'm sorry, Joe. I'm just throwing it out there. Huh?
Why wouldn't they do it? I didn't get you.
Why would they use their technology to destroy us when already we're already destroying ourselves with our primitive technology?
Yeah,
what's the point?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the point? I can just sit around and watch you guys kill each other off, and I don't have to do anything.
But why wait? Why not do it quickly?
Because then I don't have to use my resources to kill people. I can just watch you guys kill each other off, and then I can just walk in and take over whenever I'm ready to.
But that
That's
would
right.
take long. If they've got the advanced weaponry to take over, then why wait? They do it now.
Wise folks, you know what, Joe? If that's the question, why is the government waiting to do what they want to do?
Oh, well, the government's not that. Look, as much of a behemoth that the government is, I mean, they still got idiots in the government. And they don't have the technology yet because that's tough.
They don't have the technology. They already got the military force called the police department. I mean, really?
Yep. They're on the way to militarizing just about everybody if it was up to them, and it is up to them, so they're going to try it. But they don't have the technology yet to merge human beings with androids.
Oh, yes, it is. I saw,
in its finished state. In its infancy, they're doing it, but not in its finished state.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
I don't. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I hear you.
Oh, no. I thought I hung up. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought we were disconnected.
All right, hold on, man. I got to go and pay some bills real fast, and I'll be right back. Or whatever. And then we're going to play my co-host out in because he's been quiet, so I know he got some stuff going on. So, all right, I'll see y'all in a few minutes.
Okay.
Y'all got jokes.
Let's Talk is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/letstalk, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
All right, y'all, that was audibletrial.com/letstalk. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Of course, you know, y'all have heard it all before. You know, the over 150,000 audio books to choose from, sci-fi, history, sex, all that good stuff. So go and check it out. 30-day free trial. Hey, you get a free audio book with it. You know,
if I could get $50 a month to from a sponsor. I said, if I could get $50 a month from a sponsor, or let's say a couple of sponsors, that would pay for, you know, the buying of airtime on BTR. I would get on BTR, and I would show everybody how to be a talk show host.
What you trying to say, Joe?
I would just show everybody. Even those who are around at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I'm not asking you a goddamn thing about this. I had a friend of mine in the service, right? And he said to me one day, he said to me, "Hey, Joe, you know what I like about you?" I said, "Oh, no, what?" He said, "Not a goddamn thing."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Cloud, where you at? I know you have a lot. We've talked about a whole lot of stuff. So what you got for me?
You know, I wanted to ask everybody, had anyone heard about the former Holly exec whose plane drowned? Was found. He drowned with his plane recently. I think it was a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. And it didn't seem like this story really received much traction. But apparently, I know he was leaving Wisconsin and heading to Virginia, and the plane went down.
And this was
what? Exactly.
Yeah, this was very, very recent. I think I put the link in. But it's the headliner was pilot of down plane identified as former Holly exec, and his plane crashed in the Atlantic Ocean.
Wait a minute, he was going from where to where, and he ends up in the Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah, he left Waukesha, I guess that's what you say, Wisconsin, and he was heading to Virginia.
Wait a minute. How does a person go from Wisconsin to Virginia and head out over towards the Atlantic?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it myself.
It depends on where he was landing, took his flight plan over the ocean or not.
No, but why
Virginia
would you?
Is close to the Atlantic?
He was destined for Manassas Regional Airport in Virginia, descended into the ocean about approximately 51 miles southeast of Chincoteague Island, Virginia, at about 3:17 p.m. Saturday. and it said that the Coast Guard suspended its search at 11:30 a.m. Sunday, and the Coast Guard airplane had searched until sunset Saturday, and the Coast Guard cutter Beluga searched until Sunday morning for the wreckage. So it's...
How many miles inland is Virginia? Is it close to the Atlantic? I doubt it.
The Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's close.
Virginia Beach is pretty much the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So instead of flying from Wisconsin to go straight through to Virginia, they have to go around Virginia over the Atlantic Ocean to get into a flight path to land?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, even it depends on where, like I said, it depends on where the airport is that he was trying to land, and if the flight plane took him out to the ocean to turn around to come back in.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Was it a circular path? I mean, because it couldn't have been a straight path from Wisconsin to Virginia. It had to go around Virginia and make a turn.
Well, it depends on the flight. Yeah, depends on the flight.
Well,
and that's the thing. When you talk about flight paths, you know, you have to consider, the weather in that area at the time and all that other good stuff they have going on when it comes to flight plans.
How come you're curious, Cloud?
Because he haven't heard anything about it.
Exactly.
Okay, we have private planes that do crash a hell of a lot more often than commercial flights.
Yeah, but this is a former exec for the Harley-Davidson Corporation. I guess that's why, for me, it was pretty surprising that this guy playing.
I can understand it if he was like from Wall Street, something like that. Because remember now, there have been like 11 suicides in something like 4 months. So you've got to ask yourself, what the hell is going on? J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, everybody's committing suicide. He's saying, what are they trying to tell us here?
Yeah. Now, but let's really think about that. When you have a lot of suicide happens in the bunches like that, those aren't suicides.
They're not suicides. That's what I mean.
No, they're not suicides at all. You know, somebody been put on a hit list.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, in other words, somebody didn't want to do something, and it's probably them, or they knew too much, and you had to go.
Here you go.
You know, we already know this. Our government is great for that, without a doubt.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Just saying. I mean, think about it. With this rapid response team from NATO, and then you got Ebola going on, and. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's getting thick. It really is. And, you know, the militarization of our law enforcement department, you know, of course, you haven't heard, the president was supposed to be looking into that, right? You haven't heard anything else about that. Why is that?
Yeah.
Because it's part of the bigger plan. You know, we have to do what you have to do. You know.
I know, but a lot of people think of people like myself, yourself, as the tinfoil wearing conspiracy theorist. You know, like your government couldn't do that. I mean, our government couldn't do that. Yeah, I mean, sure, they killed the Indians, enslaved the blacks, sterilized women, spread syphilis, they invaded 15 countries, invaded Canada. But they wouldn't do that. No, they wouldn't do that. They had four. And Cheney wanted a false flag, but they wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah, we invaded Saddam Hussein, but we wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah, we went into Afghanistan, and the crops which were 90% destroyed by the Taliban, the bad guys, supposedly. Now, the American government went in there, and the CIA, and now they're back to about 100% optimal crop production. Gee, but we wouldn't do that. Yeah, no.
We only say that for people across the pond, right?
Vietnam was almost a false flag. Not technically a false flag, but it was absolutely a lie, which Johnson went along with, but they wouldn't do that. 57,000 freaking Americans died in Vietnam because of a lie, but they wouldn't do it here to us. No. And like I brought up on your show one time before, what is the hugest cause of death in the world. The
okay.
one most singular, hugest cause of death in the world. And no, it's not the plague, and no, it's not war.
Is
so what else have we got left?
Is hugest a word?
Hugest? No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to know. I'm glad you're making up yours, too.
I'm making up mine. All right.
Okay. A famine. I don't know. What is it, Joe? Suicide?
Nope. It is governments killing their own people. It's called democide.
Oh, good word. That is a good word.
I'm sure Cloud's looking it up right now. Cloud, when you get the stats, you're going to fall off your chair.
Oh, Lord. Oh. See, but you have to really think about it. You know, it's amazing that the examples are there, mm-hmm. but there nobody really wants to pay attention to it. I mean, we have our examples there exactly of what they are doing. It's not what they have done or you know, what they're going to, what they are doing. Now, if you want to take a look at the examples to say, yeah, well, they learned that lesson. They're not doing that no more. You believe that one, man. I tell you, I got some property over the Atlantic Ocean I want to sell you. Prime property.
Oh, yeah. Right where the guy crashed. I'll sell that property, too.
Yeah, yeah you know. So it's just amazing. But I still say with this Ebola and this rapid response team, yeah, you might as well want to look out for some stuff about to happen now. You know, because they building slowly, and they didn't. And you know, the answer to your question, ask that question. I think it was you, Joe. I think. Well, you know, if you really look at all this, it's like they're speeding up the timetable now. It's not like
they
really going as slow as they used to. They're speeding up the timetable now.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
Closer that the technology comes to bringing what they want together. Then the faster they'll speed up the timetable to accomplish what they want. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm with you on that one, man. I'm with you. All right, y'all. We got 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to do a little overtime today. I can't do too much. I got an open house in bowling to do tonight. So
bowling?
Y'all wanna, huh?
Bowling, you said?
Yeah, bowling.
Old man still go bowling? Oh, good for you, Eric.
Oh, whatever.
Have you been doing bowling already?
Huh?
You doing bowling already?
You're funny. Yeah, I am.
Eric's in the league. He does around, what, 150?
Yeah, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
If you could do it.
How do they keep you on the team?
I still think my name is
50.
Okay, yeah, well. Eric, I mean,
the worst thing
Eric,
I ever did.
Look.
I think I did like a.
Let's see what you're talking about. Look, my Eric bowled a. What he bowled a 123 Saturday when we went. That was his high game.
Who?
A 123. So. Yeah, he has his own ball. Yeah, he's got his own ball.
Son?
Yeah, my son. Yeah.
Oh, so you got like family night with him? Cool. All right.
Yeah, he has his own ball and everything. Oh yeah. Of course, we had a bet on too. That's probably why he did it.
I want to bowl a 300 one of these years. I'm not much of a bowling fan, but if I ever go back to the bowling alley, I want to do a 300, which I'll never do, but I want to do it.
You know what though? Honestly, that has to be like the most perfect game. I mean, everything just has to be perfect for that. Trust me. You know,
you got to knock them all down. Hell yeah.
My highest game was like 222, and that's
pretty good though.
Yeah, that's my highest game, and you know, and that was like eight strikes in a row. So, yeah, uh-huh. You know, everything. The conditions just have to be good. Things got to be just damn near perfect. But anyway, enough of that.
Bowling's only fun when you got six with you. You can make fun of them when they put the ball and put the ball in the gutter.
No, that's not what you want to do.
I don't know. You like that?
So I don't know, man. What else are we gonna talk about, Cloud? What you got for me, Cloud? Has some
okay.
Very. Huh? Hold on. I got Sister Ngoni on the line. So let me bring her in. The other greatest co-host in the world, Sister Ngoni, what's going on?
Oh, I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. What great information do you have for me today?
Well, I'm just curious. If I heard Joe correctly earlier when he was speaking about transhumanism, he referred to the scum wanting to become immortal and said that if then the earth would be finished. And my question is, well, we have nuclear weapons that can destroy the solar system. The air is poisoned, the food, the water. And I was just curious, what makes him think that entities that are not human have not already taken over the earth? Do you think humans are running the planet?
It's possible that they're not, but again, I have to be tapped on the shoulder. That's a theory of mine as well, because one thing, people ordinarily will try to look out for their kids and their grandkids. And what's happening to the earth now, as Ngoni is referring to, is almost like terraforming. So I brought that up on the show one time before. I said, if these entities are not looking out for their children and grandchildren, is it possible that they could be either the reptilians that David Icke is talking about, or they could be aliens? Because what they're doing doesn't make sense in terms of long-term survival. But what I also meant was, right now, when I was talking about merging with androids, is that if that happens, let's say in the next 10, 15 years, we won't have to wait 30, 40 years for the earth to be so polluted that everything dies off. They'll start killing us like the Terminator.
Well, Joe, according to Ray Kurzweil, who speaks about the singularity, mm-hmm. he anticipates that happening by 2025, which is just 11 years from now.
Yeah. Said next 10, 20 years, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then buy yourself a nice plot, Ngoni, because that's what's happening.
Well, I'm aware of it. I was just kind of confused listening to you. I thought I heard a little cognitive dissonance, and I just wanted to get clarity, but I see, yeah, thank you for your feedback. I see you aren't so rejecting of the idea that entities that are not considered human may indeed be on the earth and running the planet, and probably have been for thousands of years.
There's no real proof of that. I'm open to the possibility, but there is no proof of it.
No, I didn't say there was. I said I'm glad to see that you're open to the possibility, because it sounded like I heard a little cognitive dissonance there earlier, so I just called in to get clarity. But thank you for your feedback, and thank you, Mr. Talk, for taking my call.
Well, anytime, man. Don't you call in again. Anytime you feel I'm guilty of cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
With you, Doug.
Yeah. See, cats say they're really dangerous diseases infecting mankind is cynicism and ignorance. Well, duh. That's okay. We know that. Tell us something we don't know. And we're trying to fix the ignorance part, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm open, again, to the possibility that we are, if not controlled by, at least we may have some aliens here that we don't know about. And I said that at the beginning. I said I'm an agnostic to religion, and then I'm an agnostic to UFOs, and then I said, but, and then I went into my philosophy.
But what does that have to do with anything? Either you do or you don't. I mean, really?
Well,
really? What does that have to do with it?
Oh, for God's sake. You know, just the same thing as bowling has to do with anything.
Don't get upset, poo-poo.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I was just saying, you just had to put that out there. I'm agnostic. Okay, who cares?
All right. Okay, nobody cares? All right, nobody cares.
Yeah, we don't care if you're agnostic or not. That's a title that you have placed on yourself because you felt the need to belong to a particular group. Okay. I'm cool with that.
Well, good for you, Mr. Talk.
Well, thank you for that.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
But the thing is that America, the world, is in extremely dire straits. And I wish, you know, and this thing about Me Too, also saying people should wake up. But what should people wake up to, and what are they going to do once they wake up? That's the question. We could get rid of everything if everybody just voted for no Democrat, no Republican, and then everything would be taken care of. But people don't want to do that. They want to go, oh, Jesus, well, my Democrat, my Republican, he's the good guy. Everybody else sucks, but my guy, he's the good guy.
Well, Joe, honestly, they all run in the same circle. I mean, you know, that's just something to, for the normal Joe that doesn't know any better to have something to cling on to. But those that are aware of what's really going on around here, we all know they all the same. They're, you know, they behind closed doors, they drinking wine and laughing at the rest of us. You know, like, boy, look at this. You know, so, you know, they have their little arguments for you know, the cameras and things, and they move on. You know, we don't want to have that nonsense.
Like, you and I are going to be looking forward to the new production of Scandal. And there's also a cable show called House of Cards. When you take a look at Scandal, when you take a look at the House of Cards, that's what American politics is all about. Underhanded, nefarious deals, don't give a rat's patootie about the American people. It's all about power. It's all about having the power concentrated in a few hands. It's all about being a traitor, thinking that maybe you might be doing something right. No.
Mm-hmm.
Politics.
Yeah, I really like House of Cards because he, like you said, he gave us an example of a politician that was capable of basically self-promoting himself without the need of a vote ever. Like his whole career was based on playing the political game, and he was able to elevate to vice president without ever receiving a vote in the ballot.
He got himself made president.
Right.
Without being voted in. That's
right.
Dangerous.
Okay, I cannot afford that channel, so you know, if y'all go ahead and support.
No, you can watch it on.
Yeah, it's Netflix.
I watch it on the internet.
I can't afford that either. That's a channel, isn't it?
YouTube.
On the internet, it's free.
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh. YouTube. Oh man,
yeah,
that's
YouTube.
A channel too. But you know what though? But you know, if y'all go to audibletrial.com/letstalk, hey, y'all can help me go and see that show. I'm sure you can.
You know, that's fine. You go to audibletrial.com/letstalk, you can download 1,000 audiobooks. Free trial, 30 days. How's that?
All right. Well, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Just put the check in the mail. but I heard House of Cards are pretty good. But you know what? Cat Girl said House of Cards is not original. Now, you know, none of that is original. But you think it is, a lot of people think it is because they have no idea what really goes on behind closed doors in that place called Washington, D.C. That, by the way, is its own government. It's not a part of any other government in the whole so-called United States. This is its own government, its own little entity. For those that didn't know that either, I'll let you know that. So they run by rules that, you know, none of the rest of us cannot, because it's just not the way they roll. You know, I mean, it's simple.
Well, you know what? I don't really care if it's the entire government, which is not corrupt, or just a certain portion of it, which is corrupt and is the shadow government. Somewhere in that cesspool called D.C. are a bunch of people who are intent on ruining the lives of all Americans, killing us off. That's the bottom line, killing us off.
I can go with that, Joe. I really can. Hey, but, you know, here, let's be honest. There are some people who actually go to Washington with the mindset they are going to really try and help. But, you know, once they get up there and get into the system, it's over with.
I agree with you totally.
Yeah, it's over with. You know,
they start walking down the halls of the halls of power. Oh, forget about it. You know, everybody starts saying yes, sir, no, sir. You used to be maybe a farmer, a storekeeper, or maybe a small-time lawyer. You get to Washington, and everybody, senator, yes. What do you think about this, congressman? Yes. What do you think about this? And what do they want to do? Do they want to stay there just for a short period of time in order to help out the American people and then go back to where they came from? No. They want to stay there forever, which means they will sell their soul for 20 pieces.
That's a lot of money, 20 pieces.
I'll take it, but not betrayal.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
How do you think these people in Washington who have no time to read the bills, like Senator DeMint said, 94% of the senators and congressmen in Congress don't even read the bills that they pass, so they don't read them. So where are they getting their instructions from, right? There are times when the majority leader and the minority leader, they don't allow their particular senators and congressmen to read the bills. But how is it that these people who are always campaigning, how is it that half of them have increased their net worth in the last 4 years by $1 million on the average? How did this happen? If they're busy in Washington, how did they get the money to increase their net worth? Geez, let me think about that. Do you think maybe the lobbyists might have had something to do with that?
Don't say that out loud, Joe. That's a bad word.
Oh, yeah. Lobbyists.
Once again, we're talking conspiracy, and that's hurting some people's feelings in the chat room. I don't care if you want to hear nothing about conspiracy. Go to another show. Okay. Anyway.
I bet you that was 1441, right?
No, that ain't who that was.
Was that Hugo?
No, it don't matter who it was. They knew who it was meant for. Anyway, so back to... I done told you. I am not the one to play with. Huh? What'd you say, Joe?
No. You were saying that it didn't matter who the person was that didn't want to hear about conspiracy.
Oh, anyway. No. But you know... Oh, one thing. JT, you trying to say something?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Huh?
Oh, none. I thought you was trying to say something.
No.
Joe, what were we talking about? I forgot what we were talking about.
No, we were talking about lobbyists and conspiracies and everything in general, about how the United States government, even though some people say, well, you know what, it's not everybody who's corrupt. Well, I happen to believe that almost everybody in government, in Congress, is corrupt. Just like I know cops, I partied with cops, they're party animals, they can be good people to hang out with. But when it comes down to you versus the blue line takes over. It's not personal relationships, it's not friendship. Also, there's about a 20% to 30% probability that in the larger metropolitan cities that their police force is just downright corrupt. 20 to 30% of it is downright corrupt. But then you have to ask yourself, what about the other 70% of the so-called good guys? If they're really good guys, then why are they putting up with the other 20%, 30% and allowing them to get away with literally murder, robbing drug dealers, lying on the witness stand, etc.? So I don't think any cop, even though he's a nice guy, is really a good cop. I think they're just less corrupt.
Well, wait, what's wrong with robbing a drug dealer?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Because it's the cop who is robbing the drug dealer as opposed to taking the drug dealer and putting them in prison and keeping the drugs as evidence as opposed to stealing the drug dealer and even killing the drug dealer and then selling it themselves on the street.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of them, you know, most of them are under the undercover ones anyway. Most of them are drug addicts anyway. You know, they got to make deals, and then everybody got to... You know what, Joe? I was just thinking about something, and it just hit me when we was talking about Ebola. Remember that movie, The 12 Monkeys, with Bruce Willis?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That wasn't Ebola, though. You know what? There's a good book on that you could go to audible.com and pick up regarding lobbyists called, I think it's by Robert G. Kaiser, the former journalist of the Washington Post, who actually did a lot of learning about lobbying during that process. And I like the title so much. So, and it's called So Damn Much Money. The Triumph of Lobbying and the I think the Corrosion of American Government. So it's a pretty good book, you know, that you can pick up on audible.com as well.
Right.
I think that's an interesting book to check out.
Yeah, place it in the chat room. All right, that's a good one. Place it in the chat room. All right, well, but anyway, yes, I know it wasn't Ebola, but that was funny. That was a good one. That was a good one. I got to give you a hand clap for that one. That was pretty good. That was the comedy hour.
Yeah, it wasn't Ebola.
All right.
Okay.
It wasn't Ebola. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I just saw a commercial for the movie. That what made me think about it, you know. Yeah. And
well, you know that the government's going to use this as a scare tactic to try to get everybody vaccinated, of course.
Of course. You know, and remember Sister Ngoni had told us a couple of weeks ago or last week about they're supposed to be implementing in, I think, New York and a couple of other places. And, here it is. They testing three people already today in Bethesda, Maryland. So a lot of people say, well, nah, but there it is. It's out there. You know, it's happening.
You know what else they're going to use? Because I read yesterday that in one particular laboratory that there were monkeys who were infected with Ebola. Then they have this particular treatment. I think they call it Z-Pack. I'm not sure. Maybe yes, maybe no. But 100% of the monkeys supposedly were cured of Ebola. Now, what is that going to do? That's going to make people feel, oh, wow, if they were cured, then there's a good possibility that if I catch the Ebola virus and I'm vaccinated beforehand, that it won't affect me. Because there is a resistance in America towards getting the vaccines. You know, not every child being vaccinated before they go to school. There are some parents who are resisting it. But if you have supposedly confirmed proof that the monkeys 100% were cured, then people are going to be lining up around Walmart in order to get the vaccination.
Well, Joe, you may be right, but if you're aware of it, you know what? That was a funny thing, though. And I had to think about this the other day, and I think I said this before on the show. When I was in the military, I don't know how I did it, but I always avoided the flu shot. You know, I already avoided it. You know, I made sure I was on a mission or I was doing something where I didn't have to take that shot. You know, that's like when we got ready to go over to Kuwait for the first time. You know, Saudi for the first time, and all those shots they were giving you and pills they were telling you to take and telling you don't tell nobody you took them. And, man, please.
During the Clinton era, which I think is time that you were in.
I mean, it was so bad. It was so bad, though. They would line you up in formation, and everybody had to supposedly take it at the same time. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No. You know.
That's what I was about to get to. I think in the Clinton administration, he had come down, or of course, one of the policymakers had come down with some sort of mandate that the people, somebody in the military, even without their knowledge, had to be vaccinated with something.
Mm-hmm.
And that flu shot may have been it. So this has been going on for a long time.
Yes, it has. You know,
Eric?
Yes.
I didn't know if I was open or not. You guys were talking about vaccines. Oh, by the way, that was a great link on the Top Futurist. I checked that out. I saw Alfred Webery was there, and that made me think about what he said about the Spanish flu. He said it killed 50 million people, but it wasn't the flu that killed them. It was the vaccine and aspirin that killed them.
Hey, there you go. Good job, Kyle. Good job. Yep. You know, and what do you think? I don't know if you heard about the vaccination trial they started in Baltimore today. What do you think about that?
Well, I hadn't heard about it until I just heard you say it, and it was North Carolina, where your brother lives in New York, that Sister Hadassah had told me about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Those are the states that I spoke about. But what do I think about it? I think they're moving forward with their agenda, you know, and a lot of people that are misinformed or uninformed will, like somebody just said, run in and get the shots. You know, unfortunately, my heart goes out. It's scary to me because I have dealt with my issue of mortality, and I have decided that if I don't have a right to say what goes in my body, if they make vaccines mandatory, I guess that'll be the day I check out.
Well, all right. Well, me and JT there to get you. You ain't got to worry about it. You only skip and a hop away from us. We'll put the shit. We'll put the dome over you with the rest of the family. All right, so we got you. All right, y'all, man. It's 10 after. I got to get out of here because I know he's gonna blow my phone up in a few minutes. My dad, where you at? So you know, I gotta go and meet the teacher today. So as always, though, I'm gonna let y'all get your last words in because I know y'all have some good ones today. So we're going to go ahead and start off with my brother, JT. What's going on, man? What you got for me before I let you get out of here?
I have nothing to say today. I don't have any last words. I'm going to let Joe take it.
All righty, then. All right, man. You still got your niece with, my niece with you?
No, she went back last week. She went back last weekend. I took her up to North Carolina, and her mom met me there, and she's back in Pennsylvania now.
Oh, okay. All right. School started now, so yeah. All right, man. I'll be giving you a call later.
All right.
All right, Joe. You have been forwarded some time. Go for it.
All right. People, be aware of what the government tells you every time, all the time, anytime, especially when it comes to the Ebola vaccine. Don't trust it. Do your research on it. Try to discern fact from fiction. Might save your life. That's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Yeah, I think I'll do a solo tomorrow on the show. Anyway. let's see. Sister Ngoni, the beautiful one. What you got for me? Sister Ngoni, are you there? Hello.
I had myself muted.
Oh, okay.
Great show, as always. It's nice talking to you. You have a great evening.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that is so sweet. Made me blush a little bit. All right. Do you have a show today?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go and tell us what it's about. Hit us, let us know.
It's about the evolution of consciousness.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gnosis Cardius.
It was anything like Thursday's show. It's going to be on point then.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Ah, yeah, I did. All right.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, Cloud. You're the last one up, man. What you got for me?
Oh, man, just enjoyed another show. Learned a lot as usual today, man. And I just wish everybody a joyous and peaceful remainder of the day. And I look forward to talking to them again soon. And I definitely think I'll need to check out that Sister Ngoni show today, too. So I will definitely be listening to that live.
All right. Thank you, sir. And once again, thank you for your hard work and your dedication. And your research ability. I thought I was the one doing research. Good Lord, you make me have to work a little harder. But it's all good. That makes for a great show, it does. All right, man, I'll tell you, another great day. Tomorrow's show is going to be a good one. We're talking the domestic violence and the law. Whoa. And, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Man, because there's some things we need to talk about. Because, you know, domestic violence and the law, they just don't go together, apparently, depending on who you are. So we're going to have to talk about that because there's some things going on out there that I want to discuss. So that's what the topic is of the show tomorrow. So go on and get your hold on. Something just came across. Okay. So, you know, go on and get your little notes in and do your little research because we're going to be hard and popping on that tomorrow. And I can't wait. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. It's been fun. You know, first day back after the weekend and, you know, how things go. We got to get back in the groove. But, you know, as always, I appreciate you joining us. For me and my co-host, Cloud Nation Radio, a.k.a. Akeem, thank y'all for joining us. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with open heart, but make sure you're forgiving yourself. But I always say, learn and laugh at yourself. If you can laugh at yourself, then everything else is just great. It really is. One last word before we get out of here with some country jamming. I don't know if Ebony has a show today or not, but if Ebony in person has a show, hey, go and check her out, man. That's my sister. That's my sister. Yeah. See, sister ain't going and she more than a sister. But anyway, hey, go and check Ebony Empress out also. And she has a great show on Blog Talk also. All right. So without further ado, man, y'all have a great one. And I see everybody back here at the same time tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time here on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Let's Talk. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. Y'all have fun. Bye.
Don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifers threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no shit. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that y'all and southern drawl, and just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt. Kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no shit. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a hit. Get down with us. back of chew, back of spit.
This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like honky tonk. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even gets them bridges on. That honk, 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 honk. Oh, son. Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for